Hundreds of people showed up in Bloomington Saturday to aid and help find Lawrence Spear Day. The IU student has been missing now for over 3 weeks, and police don't seem to have any new leads. Meanwhile, the search for a missing Noblesville woman continues as well. Police will hold a news conference this morning updating the latest in the search for 74-year-old Dorothy Hurd. U.S. Senator Richard Lugar is supporting a push to repeal federal sugar subsidies, saying they were concocted by law to favor a very few. The Republican lawmaker made the comments Saturday during a stop at the Candy Dish, a popular stop in the southern Indiana tourist town of Nashville. Lugar told a crowd at the store that Americans are paying almost twice as much for sugar than they would be if there were no subsidies. Indiana Medicaid patients will once again be able to get service at Planned Parenthood clinics after a federal judge halted enforcement of a new law denying reimbursements to the organization. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Planned Parenthood of Indiana President Betty Cockrum says she's ecstatic after Judge Tanya Walton Pratt granted a preliminary injunction denying the state's attempts to cut off public funding to organizations that perform abortions. Planned Parenthood was forced to turn away Medicaid patients Tuesday, but Cockrum says its doors are wide open again.
We're whole again, and our patients are whole again, and our staff's whole again. For right now, things are good, and this certainly does bode well for a permanent injunction.
The state attorney general's office says it will need time to thoroughly review the decision, but will likely file an appeal in U.S. Circuit Court. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A Noblesville man is facing murder and animal cruelty charges after his wife and cat were found dead in a Kentucky hotel room. 37-year-old Lonnie Daugherty was arrested Saturday at the hotel near Louisville. He told police he strangled his wife, 45-year-old Michelle Daugherty, after aiding her in helping to commit suicide. With more people taking more prescribed drugs to ease more pain and problems, prescription drug abuse is on the rise. Dr. Amy Peek with Butler University's College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences says young people especially are experimenting.
I see a huge issue with stimulants that maybe people would be getting to typically treat ADD or something like that, and large numbers of abuse of things like Ritalin, Adderall, amphetamine-type products, not just painkillers. It's legal speed. You feel good. If you're a young woman, you don't eat. They use it for weight loss. A lot of really smart kids believe they need it to study. They believe it helps them perform better.
Dr. Peek was a guest on WFYI Radio's No Limits show this Thursday at noon, an encore program on the livability of Indianapolis. Two Indiana economic development groups will work with Purdue University on ways to expand trade and investment with China. Greater Lafayette Commerce and the Logansport Cass County Economic Development Foundation are part of the plan announced last week. A delegation will travel to China this week as part of Purdue's new Global Business Engagement Initiative. WFYI weather today and overnight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Today, high near 87 overnight, low near 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs up to 83. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunshine with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, it's cloudy and 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.